Hey, welcome to the Press On Podcast. We are so glad you are here. Episode 18. I am so excited for this show. Now, I probably say that a lot, but I genuinely am excited for today's show. We got a new segment, just the lesson time or the Bible time. I'm excited for the topic. Oklahoma beat Texas this last weekend. Sorry if you're a Texas fan, but I'm an Oklahoma fan, and it was a great game. And so just it's a great day. It's a great day to record this podcast. So thank you if you're watching on YouTube or if you're listening. We are so glad you are tuning in. Like I said, we have a brand new segment I want to introduce today. This is called Fast Facts. Fast facts, fast facts. Things you didn't know about, that's facts, fast facts. Sit back, let's go. Your mind is about to explode. So I have a Three Musketeers bar here, and they were founded in 1932. And did you know that they used to have three different flavors in one package? You'd get the chocolate nougat, which is what you get today, but they would also have a vanilla and a strawberry. But when World War II hit, there was a sugar ration, and to save money, the Mars company decided that they could only stick with one flavor, so they stuck with the most popular, which is chocolate. Now, every now and then, a limited time editions will come out where they make the vanilla and the strawberry, but to this day, chocolate is probably still the favorite. Mmm, so good. I love that. I love doing fast facts. I always am online looking up random stuff, and so I thought, why not share it on the podcast? And so, and you know, we have all these other segments. We do a joke of the week, and it's getting tough coming up with jokes each and every week. You know, a lot of times I think maybe I should do a joke about politics, and I'm like, nope, probably should stay away from that. Maybe I should do a joke about my family members. No, probably should stay away from that. And then I just kind of think, is this joke going to be better than this joke? And then I was thinking about doing a joke about eyes, my eyeballs this week. And then I thought about a joke for my toes. And I thought the eye joke was worse than the toe joke, because toe jokes, they're cheesy, right? But eye jokes, they're cornea. That's not a good one. That one was rough, but I enjoyed it. In all seriousness, we do want to take time. Every week we take time to pray. I want to pray this week for an acquaintance of mine. Just got done. You know, there's websites all over for you to interact with Christians around the world and connect with people. And I just talked to a dad from Papua New Guinea. Who would have thought 20 years ago, maybe 30 years ago, that you could hop online and converse with people around the world thanks to social media and things like that. And I just said, man, how can I be praying for you? What's big going on in your life or your family's life? And the biggest thing he had going was that his son's name is Romana. And I'm just going to write Romana here. Let's do Romana. Romana is currently in the middle. Monday he started with math, but he's in the middle of his grade 10 exams. And so this dad just asked that we would pray for his son this week as he wraps up on Friday. And I thought about that, and I thought about all the things we've been praying for. And to some people, this prayer request for grade 10 exams might not be as important on the grand scheme of other things we have prayed for. And I love that. I love that we pray for the big things and the small things, because I think that should be our prayer life, that we approach God with the big and small things. I think a lot of times we tend to only approach Him with the big things, or if we don't trust Him as much as we probably should, We only go to him with the small things, and we think we can handle the big things on our own. And so I think the fact of praying for grade 10 exams just shows a lot about how our prayer life should be as well. And so I told this father we would love to pray for Romena. So right now, let's do that real quick. And I don't mean that by like, hey, real quick, let's get this over with. But I just mean right now we're going to take a few minutes to pray for Romena. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for this day. I thank you for this podcast that even if no one watches, even if no one is listening, God, I know you are. And I know you take delight in things like this, where people take time to study your word, to laugh a little bit, to enjoy life. Life is so short, as we'll see in just a little bit. But God, you are happy when we are enjoying life. And Lord, we just want to lift up our brother in Papua New Guinea, Romena, as he is studying diligently and preparing for these exams. I pray that the ones he's already taken, that you have just been with him. And as he finishes out this week, that he finishes strong, he's able to remember the things that he has learned, and he is just able to do well in these tests. Lord, we also want to bring to you all the big things in our lives, all the little things in our lives, and everything in between. Lord, we give it all to you. We love you. We thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey, before we get into today's teaching, just three quick announcements. We still have Little Nitro here. If you are new, Little Nitro is the world's hottest gummy bear. And the challenge is that if we can get 4 more YouTube subscribers to get us to 25 subscribers, or if we can bypass the predicted downloads for this episode, episode 18, Buzzsprout, our amazing podcast hosting platform, each episode they predict how many downloads we will get. The first time we surpass that and get more downloads than what they are saying we should be getting, or if we can get 4 more subscribers on YouTube, I am going to take the Lil Nitro challenge. The challenge is to eat this and not drink anything for 5 minutes. We'll see how well I do with that, how long I can last. But that is the challenge. So share this. That's all we're asking, is share this with your friends, family. Encourage them to subscribe on YouTube or listen to wherever you would listen to podcasts, whether that's Apple Music or Spotify or Stitcher or Buzzcast. Castbox, or any other podcast hosting sites. We will be there, and we want to see you there as well. And especially in 2 weeks. 2 weeks is a big show for us. That's our 20th episode. Can you believe 20 episodes in? It's hard to believe. We're gonna have a lot of fun on that 20th episode. We're just 2 weeks away. October 27th, our 20th episode. It's going to be awesome. And last thing is, this week we are trying something brand new. We've been advertising on our Facebook and our Instagram. So by the way, if you are not following us on any of those, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, we highly encourage that. We're doing a little bit better, I think, at engaging and trying to encourage you throughout the week. And we're just going to step up our game on that. But if you're listening to this podcast a couple days after it's come out, this still might be going. It might have flopped epically, and we won't do it again. But we're going to try something tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern time. That's 9 a.m. Central time. I'm going to go live on Instagram and on TikTok, and it's just going to be a hangout time, a time of Bible study and listening to worship music. If there's people on there, I'll answer any questions, or we can have discussions. And we'll see how it goes. It might last 15 minutes. It might last 30 minutes. Who knows? Maybe it'll last an hour. But we'll see how it goes. So Thursday morning at 9 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Eastern, on our Instagram, on our TikTok. So make sure you are on that. Hey, we've been going through James, and we're diving into the latter part of James chapter 4. We are wrapping up James chapter 4. And man, I don't know. This week, this just really hit me in a lot of different ways, but I just want to take a second and read it. James chapter 4, verse 13. Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on with business, and make money. Why, you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast in your arrogant schemes. All such boasting is evil. If anyone, then, knows the good they ought to do and doesn't do it, it is sin for them. And there's so much in these this little section of verses, but one thing that got me really thinking is a couple weeks ago, I had to go with my dad to the dump. We had a truckload of stuff. We had to dump it, and residents in this area get one day a month where they can just take all their junk and dump it for free. But one of the rules is you have to cover everything in your truck with a tarp before entering. And so what is customary for a lot of people to do is to drive to the dump, but before you get there, get out of your vehicle, and then cover everything with a tarp. And so you don't have to use straps and things to cover it on the highway. You can just put it on there and then drive into the dump. But the only area where you can pull over to do this is right by a cemetery, a graveyard. Well, if you remember from a couple of episodes ago, I really enjoy geocaching, and it's a worldwide scavenger hunt. And I just happened to be on the app when we were doing this, and I realized there was a geocache in the graveyard. And so on my next trip to the dump, I went into the graveyard to find this geocache. And it really got me thinking about the history, because this was an old gravestone where this scavenger hunt had led me. And the dates on there were 1800s. And it just got me thinking about the history. And then I read a section like this that's talking about today and tomorrow, and it really just kind of tied in together. So this week after church, I stopped by the graveyard that is close to my church, and I wanted you just to give a thought from the graveyard. Check this out. So we're not guaranteed tomorrow. I know it sounds morbid, but our future isn't certain. We don't know if we are going to be here in the next hour, day, month. And really, if you think about it, we are living in between two dates on a gravestone, the day we are born and the day we die. And James actually says that our life is like a mist. It's here 1 second, it's gone the next. It's just a vapor in the wind. I mean, think about some of the most important people who have ever lived and all the important contributions to the world that they have given. Yet when you look at the dates on their gravestone, they were here for just a short while in the grand scheme of things. So James has been talking about this idea of wisdom and humbling ourselves before God, because that's really where true wisdom comes from God. And I think James is really trying to hammer in this point by saying we spend so much of our time trying to plan for the future, when really God, only God knows what today holds and what the future holds. And I think James is trying to say we simply just have to say, if the Lord wills, then we will. Or if God allows, then I can, and then you can fill in the blank. Like, we have to always start off with, if the Lord wills, or if God's going to allow this. I used to work with a guy, and he would sign off every email, Lord willing, I'll see you tomorrow. And at first, it's kind of depressing, like just thinking about that. But I see where he's coming from. He's pulling it from James, saying, I'm not guaranteed any of these days, but Lord willing, I will get to see you tomorrow. And I don't want to read too much in this passage or maybe focus in on things that James may or may not have been implying, but I can't help but think of this phrase, live in the moment. Don't put off anything. Spend each and every day doing things that you've dreamt about or that you've always wanted to do, but also make sure you're living out your faith, sharing it with the people you come in contact with. Like, I don't know how many people I've met that say, you know, one day I'll be ready to be baptized, or maybe someday I'll feel comfortable sharing my faith with a stranger. Reality is that one day and some days they're not guaranteed. But right now, this moment that we are living in is. And that's it. Everything else is a gift. And I often think about how much time I waste. I think, oh, I can do that next week. Or sometime in the future, I'll get to that. But the truth is I don't know. I don't know. Only God knows. And then James wraps all of this up by saying, for him who knows the right thing to do and doesn't do it, for him, that is sin. Every day you should be asking yourself, and I have to do a better job of asking myself this too. Are there things that I should be doing that I'm not? Are there things that you should be doing that you're not? Because if there are, then you're sinning. And I'm talking about every aspect of life. That means spiritually, mentally, physically, every area of life. Like, are you going to church and getting connected with a larger body of believers? I mean, scripture's pretty clear. This is important. We know this is what we should be doing. And so if you're not, then you're sinning. Are you trying to eat right and exercise regularly to take care of the body that God has given? We know these are things that we should be doing. But if we're not, we're sinning. Are you meeting with somebody on a regular basis to talk about life and struggles and everything else? Or are we tithing 10% of our income and then being generous with the other 90%? Are you in God's word daily and growing your walk with him? James is really clear here that if there are things in our lives that we would say, yeah, I know I should be doing it, but, and that's usually how it ends, right? But, and then we give excuses. But if we end those sentences with, I know I should be doing this, but, then typically we probably are sinning. We shouldn't end those sentences with a but. We should say, I know I should be doing these things, and I am doing these things, and I am guilty as anyone. And every day I have to check myself. I have to reevaluate. I think it's time for us to stop putting these things aside and saying, I'll get around to that eventually, or I'll work on that later. Because truth is later might not be an option for us. Today is a gift, and we cannot waste it. And so as you go out into this moment, this gift that you've been given, we encourage you to do one thing, and the same thing we encourage you to do each and every week is to press on. Press on doing the things you know you should be doing. Hey, we can't wait to see you next week for episode 19. Until then, adios.